Hello everyone, today I want to read you a poem. It's called Primer for Blacks. It's written by Gwendolyn Brooks. Blackness, it's a title. It's a preoccupation. It's a commitment blacks are to comprehend. In which you are to perceive your glory. The conscience shout of all that it's white. It's great to be white. The conscience shout of the slacking black kids. It's great to be white. That all that it's white has white strength than yours. The word black. Historiographic power puts everybody's in. Black here, black there, black wherever they may be. And remember you blacks, what they told you. Remember education. One drop, make you a brand new black. Oh, mighty drop. And because they have given us kindly so many more of our people. Blackness stretches over the land. Blackness, the black of it, the rust red of it, the milk and cream of it, the tan and yellow tan of it, the deep brown, middle brown, and high brown of it, the olive and orange of it, blackness marches on. The huge, the pungent object of our prime outcry is to comprehend. To salute and to love the fact that we are black, which is our ultimate reality, which is the long ground from which our meaningful metamorphosis, from which our prosperous staccato, group or individual can rise. Self-shiftless blacks begin with gaunt, a marvelous conception. You're our costume and our fundamental bone. All of you, the colored ones, the Negro ones. Those of you who proudly cry, I'm half Indian. Those of you who proudly screech, I've got the blood of George Washington in my veins. All of you, you proper blacks. You half blacks, you wish I weren't blacks. Negroes. And niggerness, you.